Don't let this pass you by, an opportunity to give to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm calling in from beautiful South Carolina to Ohio. I'm just going to give my producer a shout out. Bill James is awesome. But Bill, if you can hear me, I have a terrible echo. So if you can deal with that while I set up our hour here. As you've been listening, this is the Fall Spirit Drive. It's a wonderful time for you to step forward and show your support for Catholic Radio, 614-459-4820, or at stgabrielradio.com. And this is our biannual event where we're looking for not just your prayers and your faithful listening, which I know you already give us, but to actually pick up that phone and join our family of givers and support us. Either there's many ways to do that. It could be the leadership gift of $1,000 or more, sustaining membership, $20 per month or more. You can increase your sustaining membership. A lot of people are doing that. Also, one-time gifts. People are calling in today with a one-time gift. And remember, no amount is too small. And if you're a business owner, you can become a business member for $60 a month. That gives you 100 mentions per year, which is a great way to promote your business and promote Catholic Radio. And all callers, this Spirit Drive, all callers who pick up that phone and dial 614-459-4820 are eligible to win an all-expense-paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama, which is a beautiful place to go on pilgrimage. You'll absolutely love that. And current and new sustaining members and leadership members during the drive are invited to stop by the station and receive a special gift with our grateful thanks. And that's a hardcover prayer book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. And it's a favorite book of Mother Angelica's Shrine. And they'll actually be available through, I believe, the end of October. So please stop by the station and let us thank you for that. And also thank you for your, again, your faithful listenership, your faithful support of this very, very important apostolate. We could not, literally, could not do this without you. Every half hour, we have a new guest with us, and I'm delighted to have Deacon Thomas Berg. He is the chancellor at St. Andrew's. And he is here to join us. Welcome, Deacon Berg.
Good afternoon, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me on.
It is always great to have you on. You are the chancellor and deacon over at St. Andrew's. But before we get into that, would you please lead us with a prayer?
Yes, let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this half hour in St. Gabriel Radio's Fall Spirit Drive. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion. Allow us to grow closer to you each and every day as we strive to be disciples who serve you in a missionary spirit. And nurture us as we also strive to be true evangelists, bringing everyone we encounter closer and closer to you, our Lord. We ask all of this through Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer. Thank you for starting the half hour like that, Deacon Berg. And every half hour, we have a goal. This is no exception, this half hour. And they're giving us kind of a big goal, Deacon Berg, but I think that's because they knew you'd be on with me, so no problem. But the gauntlet has been thrown, and we're looking for a total of 7 callers this half hour at 614-459-4820. But the good news is we already have 2 callers on the board. So let me take a moment to thank Shirley at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. She has become a sustaining member. And again, that is $20 or more a month. Thank you so much, Shirley, for that stepping forward. And she's giving in honor of Bradford Keske, who is her son. And you can do that. You can give in honor of someone that's important to you in your life. And she has done that. Thank you. And then I want to also thank Mike at St. Peter's in Chillicothe. We love St. Peter's down there for his gift. And he is giving in honor of the priests, for deacons, and especially Deacon Hauser, and also for religious sisters. And we have so many of them in the diocese. That's a growing part of our diocese, which is really exciting. So again, thank you, Mike, for your generous donation. So Deacon Berg, we're well on our way, but we are going to need some encouragement also from you to invite people to call in. So why don't you go ahead and give an invitation before you and I start chatting?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, and everybody who's listening, please do go ahead and call in and support St. Gabriel Radio, support the great work they do. They are a wonderful part of the diocese, helping with that evangelization that I mentioned. And especially you folks from my parish, St. Andrew, we ran the notice in the bulletin. So Deacon Andy and I from St. Andrew are both going to be on, and definitely want to hear from some St. Andrew parishioners here in the next half hour or even later today.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And before we talk about your being a deacon, Deacon Berg, I wanted to talk to you about the fact that you're the chancellor. You continue to be the chancellor for the Diocese of Columbus. And if someone is unaware of what a chancellor is, could you kind of summarize that for us?
A chancellor, if you look in the Code of Canon Law, it says that a chancellor is the archivist of the diocese. Now, chancellors do a lot more than that, but there is an element of record keeping and maintaining the documents of the ecclesial documents of the diocese and so forth, and also helping with keeping track of the things like patrimonial goods and so forth. But like any chancellor I know, there are lots of other administrative duties. So I help Bishop Brennan with these days with preparing Episcopal liturgies for him, working with folks out in the parishes and folks here at the diocese on those. And there's a variety of other things, and generally serving our bishop in the ways that he needs us to serve.
Now, you served also for Bishop Campbell. So is it typical that when we have, the coming in of a new bishop, as in the case of Columbus 2 years ago, that the chancellor is, that position is changed, or is it typical the chancellor stays on?
In my case, I think most chancellors I've known, I know the incoming bishop tends to want them to stay on and help him out and so forth. So that's not unusual at all.
Okay.
I was very grateful when Bishop Brennan said, yes, let's have you stay on as chancellor.
Yes. You know, St. Gabriel Radio, one of our missions is to keep us connected to our bishop, to our beloved shepherd. We're so blessed to have the support of, first it was Bishop Campbell. That was such a great support. And now, of course, Bishop Brennan. And so it kind of connects us to the chancery, lets us know what's going on in the diocese. It's just one of many benefits of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And we are here for the Fall Spirit Drive, welcoming your call at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. How about St. Andrew's, your deacon over there? You've been there for a while. Any special invites or challenges you want to throw out to your parish?
Again, yes, as I said a few minutes ago, we'd love to hear from some of our parishioners over there at St. Andrew, which is right around the corner from St. Gabriel Radio, too. So lots and lots of parishioners in the vicinity, and most definitely would like to hear from you.
Okay, and they can do that again, 614-459-4820. If it's easier, if you're by a computer, just get on the website, stgabrielradio.com. You can donate there and check out all the great programming we have. Our local program is archived there, and you can see what's coming up in the upcoming week. So a lot of good stuff there. You definitely want to check that out here at the Fall Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And Deacon Berg, I know a little fun fact about you is that you traveled north of the Arctic Circle in Alaska. That sounds kind of chilly.
This was about 15 years ago, and my dad, who's also a deacon and also Deacon Tom, he's Deacon Tom Sr. and I'm Deacon Tom Jr., my dad and my brothers and I have three brothers, we went camping up in Alaska about 15 years ago, and we were up in Fairbanks, and we had a chance to take a little tour bus that went up the Alaska Pipeline Highway all the way up to the Arctic Circle. There's a little pull off and a sign up there that says you've just crossed the Arctic Circle. The thing that I did not expect at all was it was hot up there.
We were really?
Up there in July. Yeah, and the sun is out all the time in northern Alaska. And
oh.
It was not cloudy like southern Alaska can be. So the tundra up there just bakes under the sun, and the sun never goes down. So, even at 3 in the morning, it would be just as bright as it is right now. So
wow.
It was about 85 degrees when we were up there. That was totally, I thought it would be chilly. But it was a lot warmer than we expected.
Well, that is a fun fact there up in Alaska. Who would have thunk it? Hey, we just got a couple more calls while we were chatting, so I do want to go back to our board. Remember, we're looking for 7 goals this half hour, and we just added to our list Katharina, and she is from Resurrection Parish, of course, in New Albany, and she has become a sustaining member. So, Katharina, thank you for stepping forward and supporting Catholic Radio with your generous donation, as well as John from St. Brendan, and John has also become a sustaining member. Again, that's $20 or more a month, and we are so honored and happy to receive that. John, thank you for your generosity and being an ongoing supporter among our family of listeners. And he says it's wholesome listening. And that is absolutely true. You can have this radio station on with a van full of kids and you don't have to worry, about what you're going to hear. And I can't say that about secular media, but you can say it about Catholic radio. You know, it's always going to be edifying, beautiful, truthful. Even when topics are difficult, it's always handled in, I think, a very appropriate way. So great wholesome listening, a great reason to support Catholic radio at 614-459-4820. We're going to go to our audio clip now this half hour, Deacon Berg. It's from, he's great, Father Mike Schmitz, and he is talking about, are you called to be a missionary? Very important question. And of course, we can hear Father Mike Schmitz as part of the 5 o'clock hour daily, Monday through Friday, on those shareable podcasts that make both morning and evening drive time so powerful, really, in our commutes. So, and you can check out the website or the app for more details on the specific times of these little podcasts. But this is Father Mike Schmitz. Are you called to be a missionary?
I might have shared before that St. Francis Xavier is my patron saint. When I was confirmed, I was told you can get a confirmation saint. And I'm like, well, who do I choose? Because there are a lot of saints. There are so many different saints. But I really like St. Francis Xavier because of a couple reasons. One is he was a track star at the University of Paris. And I thought, I want to be a track star, even if it's not in Paris, somewhere. Secondly, he is the patron saint of missionaries. St. Francis Xavier has these stories of him going to India, and it is said that when he was in India, he baptized over 40,000 people. It's just incredible. In fact, when you read St. Francis Xavier's letters back to Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, Francis Xavier was a Jesuit, he talks about this. He just talks about how there were so many people who just wanted to know Christ. That, in fact, when he arrived, there were some people who, he said, the only thing they know about being a Christian is that they're Christians. They don't know what it means, though. And he just would teach constantly and baptize constantly. And just like, it's amazing. But actually, he's a co-patron of missions, or co-patron of missionaries. The other co-patron, patroness, is St. Thérèse of Lisieux. So if St. Francis Xavier is the patron of missionaries, it makes sense because he traveled thousands of miles and evangelized tens of thousands of people. St. Thérèse, she traveled I think maybe 10 miles from her home, maybe not even 10 miles from her home, and entered a convent at the age of 15 and died in that convent at the age of 24. She never went on mission. She did go on pilgrimage once to Rome, but beyond that, she was never a missionary. And one of the things the church reveals in this is that here is St. Francis Xavier, who travels, again, brings the gospel to all these people. Here's Thérèse, who doesn't travel and bring the gospel to all these people. One of the things the church is communicating to us by naming both of them patron saints of missionaries is, I read once, what really matters about the missionary is not the legs, but the heart. What really matters about the missionary is not the legs, but the heart. So what made St. Francis Xavier a great missionary, patron of missionaries, is not the fact that he traveled the long ways, not that he talked a lot about Jesus and evangelized. What makes St. Thérèse a great missionary is not that she went anywhere. What matters is that they were captivated and they were captured. They had a burning zeal to bring the gospel to those who did not know the gospel and to do everything they could in their particular vocation to accomplish that. See, Ignatius Loyola, let's go to this third one quick. Ignatius Loyola, he wanted to be the great missionary. He wanted to be the one to go out But the Holy Father at the time said, no, you need to be here in Rome. And so St. Francis Xavier was unable to go on mission the way he wanted to live on mission. But again, here he is, the founder of the Jesuits, and able to found this great missionary order. He could do only what he could do. St. Francis Xavier could do what he could do. And Thérèse, being a cloistered nun, could do what she could do. She dedicated her prayer, her heart, her life to spreading the gospel to places that were dark, to bring the light to where there's darkness, to bring hope where there was no hope, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ and grace where there was, where it was unknown, where grace was in some ways absent. That's where they were. That's where her heart was. That's where Francis Xavier's heart was. That's where Ignatius's heart was. And they simply did everything they could in their particular vocation as an outflow of their heart for other people. So the same thing is true for us, right? The exact same thing is true for us. I don't know if you know this, but you are called to be a missionary. The church says this very, very clearly. And there's a document called Evangelii Nuntiandi, which is Evangelization in the Modern World, written by Pope Paul VI back in the 1960s. At the same time, there was the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. And the church is saying in both of these places, both from Pope Paul VI and from the Second Vatican Council, not only the universal call to holiness, that every person who is created on this planet is meant to be a saint, not just those who are nuns and priests and all these kind of things, but everyone. And then secondly, that we're all disciples of Jesus are called to be apostles of Jesus, that all disciples of Jesus are called to be missionaries of Christ. See, Francis Xavier, patron of missions. Because why? Not because of his legs, because of his heart. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, patroness of missions. Why? Not because of her legs, but because of her heart. And you and I, maybe someday co-patrons of missions. Not because we went somewhere far off, but because we simply shared the gospel.
And that was the voice, of course, of Father Mike Schmitz. He's such a wonderful, dynamic priest doing so much in the area of evangelization, and especially, I think, with the younger people. Really, everybody connects with him. But I think the younger people as well can connect with him, talking about missionary. And we are here for the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, your host for this next couple of hours, and joined this half hour by Deacon Thomas Berg, the chancellor for the diocese, also deacon at St. Andrew's Parish. And as we're listening to this clip about missionary, being missionary, I think of the benefit of Catholic radio that reminds us that we are all called to be missionaries, whether that means going to someone far away, someplace far away, kind of like I feel sometimes in South Carolina in a very small percentage of Catholics, this is missionary field, or, you know, just in our own families or circles at work and, you know, wherever we're planted, we're called to bring the beauty and truth of Jesus Christ to others. And Catholic radio equips us to be that with great catechesis, like Father Schmitz is talking about. And also, Deacon Berg, I wanted to mention during that clip, we got another caller. We are going for a goal of 7. It's a hefty goal for a half hour, because a half hour is a short amount of time, and we're already just past the halfway mark through it. But we now have our 5th gift that has come in, so we're really getting close. I wanted to thank David from St. Bridget, and he is giving a gift saying that Catholic Radio, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, is informative. It's faith-affirming content from varied sources. And I love that, because he's right. There are so many different kinds of programs, whether you want apologetics or, you know, things to help non-Catholics understand the faith, like Catholic Answers, whether you just need to have help like Dr. Ray in our relationships, so many varieties, whether we need some mass or devotionals, it's here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Deacon Berg, what in that clip particularly spoke to you today?
I think Thérèse of Lisieux is one of my heroes because she found that she could do the extraordinary in the ordinary. And when I read her biography, I was struck that at times she felt frustrated that she was only given little tasks to do. But within that, you know, within her little way, she found that she could experience divinity and holiness and be somebody who evangelizes. And she ended up, even though she died so young and did not travel far, in her own small way, she had an impact that became worldwide over the years and in the time since she was here in the world in France. So that tells us, and Father Schmitz's message is that each and every one of us, no matter what we do, no matter where we are, no matter how far we travel or how little we travel, no matter how much we get about out and about or how much we're more at home, that each and every one of us can be missionary disciples, can be people who have opportunities to evangelize and to make an impact, and that it all fits into God's plan. So that's just so important, such an important message that you're getting out on the radio about that, and just inviting everybody to live that life of missionary discipleship, which we've been talking about a lot here at the diocese also. So keep those calls coming in, folks, to continue supporting that.
614-459-4820. And it's a great way to be missionary is by being a listener and a supporter of Catholic Radio, because it can go to places we can't. And, you know, being the fact that we can stream information now and podcasts and so forth, that we don't, you know, this stuff can go around the world now. So we are really bringing the message of which the Great Commission, right? We're supposed to proclaim Jesus to the ends of the earth. This is a great way to do it without living, you know, having to leave our house even, just by supporting Catholic Radio. So please do that at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And Deacon Berg, I share your affinity for St. Therese of Lisieux. Since I found a medal of her when I was 8 and I wasn't even Catholic at the time, she has been working her way into my heart, and I really truly have made her the patron of my mission as a Catholic author, speaker, and radio host. And she just gets into your heart and doesn't let go. So maybe you have a favorite saint or missionary you want to make your donation to, and that is awesome. And in the meantime, the phones are still ringing, so I will go back to that for 1 second. But we don't want to forget, our goal is 7 callers for this half hour. The 6th call is coming in as we speak. I'm going to let the board person finish the details on that. But again, if you want to support Catholic Radio and make a donation in honor of a favorite saint, missionary, a deacon, which we're honoring our deacons, and we're so blessed to do that, or maybe it's your priest and or a loved one, you know, and you can just do that. And it's a great gift to do that. And we have, I'm going to wait on that because the board keeps flashing and changing their information. So I'm going to hang on to that. So we're sit at your edge of your seat because more stuff is coming in. But Deacon Berg, how do you see yourself as a missionary?
Again, just each and every day, whether it's at the office here, whether it's at the parish, even if I'm out driving on the highway, and we encounter people everywhere that we go, and we can, in our own humble ways, be people who can demonstrate the love of God, who can share the Word of God when those opportunities come up, and they will come up, and there's just countless opportunities every day to model what a apostolic Christian life is. So I think that's just important for everybody to remember, not just those of us who are ordained, but for everybody to remember the opportunities are there every day.
We have Travis from St. Brendan, Deacon Berg, who has called in and is saying that they are becoming a sustaining member. Travis, thank you so much for coming forth to do that. And he is saying a big thank you to all our deacons, which, again, this is kind of new for the Spirit Drive. Typically, we have our priests on us, and we love our priests, having them hour after hour with us. But we wanted to feature our deacons. They are such an important part of, you know, receiving sacraments and ministering to us, proclaiming the Word to us, preaching. So we love our deacons, and thank you, Travis, for your donation in becoming a sustaining member on behalf of all deacons. And then also David and Lisa from St. Andrews. That's your parish there.
Yay,
David
yay.
And
Thank
Lisa.
You, David and Lisa.
Yeah, and they are becoming sustaining members too. Sustaining members, $20 or more a month, and they are giving in honor of you, Deacon Berg.
Oh, I'm honored. Thank you very much. And let's not just hit that goal. Let's go past it here in this half hour, in the next few minutes here. Let's see how far past that goal we can get.
We can. We have just a minute or two on the air on this half hour. So let's get those phones jingling. We have hit our goal of 7. If we go through it, actually, there's a little gift card you get, Deacon. So we're going to send you that out if we can get one more call here. And it looks like the board is lighting up. So people are responding. They're realizing the importance of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio in helping form missionary disciples, which, as you said, Deacon Berg, is an important movement, a focus in the Diocese of Columbus under right. Bishop Brennan. So that is important. It is what we are called to do. So now we just burst through our goal. Marilyn, I want to thank you also from St. Andrews. So she's
thank
responding
you,
to your message. She's giving her gift, and she's giving them in honor of our priests. And we just can't say enough about our priests. So, wow, this was I tell you, these half hours go fast, Deacon Berg, but we did hit and surpassed our goal. Thank you for your participation in this half hour. And can you leave us with your blessing, please?
Sure, yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we ask you to send your blessings out upon everybody who is listening, everybody in our world, and in a special way to bless this fall drive effort of St. Gabriel Radios. And for everybody who's listening, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And God bless you too, Deacon Berg, for your work as deacon, as chancellor. And coming up next, we have Deacon Felix Azzolo will be joining me. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, the Fall Spirit Drive. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, everyone. This is Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN Open Line Wednesday. Now more than ever, during these very confusing and uncertain times, we need Catholic radio. And Catholic radio needs you. Please support your local Catholic radio station with a gift and whatever your means will allow. Where else will you hear the truth of the gospel proclaimed with such clarity and compassion? We know you rely on Catholic radio for prayers, devotionals, apologetics, and encouragement. And Catholic radio is relying on you.
Thanks, Father Mitch. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
My Jesus, before you ascended into heaven, you prayed that we would all be one as you and your Father are one. But today, Lord, we seem more divided than ever. We are divided over political beliefs, gender, religion, ethnicity, color, and economic status. It is a division that cuts deeply, even through our closest relationships. You have warned us, Lord, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Help me to remember that you are the cornerstone of this house, that your precepts, not ours, are the path to everlasting joy. Empower me with your grace to be an agent of healing and a proclaimer of truth and hope to this troubled world, one heart at a time. Armed with your sacred word, the sacraments, and the wisdom of the saints, you have given me everything I need to make a difference. You have created me for such a time as this, Lord, and I am ready to do your will. Amen.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence. An excellent example of loyalty is seen in Saints Basil and Gregory Nazianzen. They lived loyalty heroically by remaining friends despite differing opinions. Basil and Gregory became close friends in school and later became bishops. When Basil became an archbishop, he appointed Gregory to a town that was unfaithful to the church. This caused Gregory great grief and conflict, but he forgave Basil. Together, they grew in holiness and remained loyal to Christ. Let us ask Saints Basil and Gregory to pray for us, that we too may grow in loyalty. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
Hi, this is Gary Zimak with another peaceful pause. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. These are the words of Jesus. Are you anxious about something? Are you stressed out? by the difficulties that you're facing right now? Well, there is a solution for each of us, but it requires us to